Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
In our studio is Scott Duncan, Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill design partner and the lead designer on the one that you see here as the fifth in a column of five in the Tribune, and he's in our studio right now. Welcome to WGN. How are you?
Great. Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations on whatever happens to this. That's a beautiful design.
Well, thanks for saying so. We're very proud of it, and we're at the end of a six-week process that was a total whirlwind and full of excitement and
this
and
took
energy.
6 weeks to do?
Yes. So we started just in December and did our final presentations yesterday.
So how many firms bid on this or are bidding on this?
Right.
Is it five?
Well, this is the short list, so we're the finalists. We're one of five finalists that recently presented.
Boy, I guess if I was an architect or a designer, this would be the Super Bowl of opportunities, wouldn't it? To have a signature airport like Chicago.
It really is. And O'Hare has such a unique spot in global aviation, being such a major hub. I was at a luncheon today where the mayor was talking about O'Hare having the most connections to Asia and Europe of any airport. I mean, it is a superlative airport.
But what's an airport supposed to do?
That's exactly the question we sought to challenge and look into in our design. The airport, and I should say I travel a ton, so I'm very much very close to all the stresses that come with travel and connections. So we wanted to make a more human experience, something that's more comfortable. You'll notice in our design there are gardens within the airport. We're using materials like wood, softer materials, bringing in Chicago-specific elements, things like our best shops and retail, restaurants from throughout the neighborhoods, to really make it a more pleasant experience overall.
Well, a person lands, and then they go to the airport and get on the plane, or they land and they get off the airplane, and then they go to their destination. I guess maybe they're transferring, or maybe they're getting there early, maybe they're delayed. I guess there's a number of scenarios where you would spend enough time in an airport to avail yourselves of all of these things, right?
Right. One of the key functions of this terminal is for connections, as you highlighted. So it is the global gateway, so it will consolidate many of the international arrivals and departures functions in a single terminal instead of it being scattered between. So, you know, really the layovers that occur between those international flights can be long at times, depending on what the scheduling is.
So you got places for us to take naps?
Yeah, and you may have seen in the renderings, and you should go have a look at the designs, ours and others at the CAC. There's an exhibition going on the Chicago Architecture Center where you can get more a sense of the details of the design. But you'll see
hammocks.
You know, we incorporated hammocks. Yeah, we did
that. With the hammocks
and
on real trees.
Right. So why not?
why not?
You know, it's been scientifically proven. People are really starting to understand that having natural elements just makes you feel better. So we thought that could be part of your waiting experience, you know, that you're outside or, you know, hanging out, looking out over the airfield in the hammock. Why not?
No, well, you know, as you describe it, I thought, as you were describing the softer elements, wood and grass or whatever, I thought, that's not what I imagine the interior of any airport I've ever been in. And they're glass, they're steel, they may be beautiful, but they're more shimmering than they are prairie. And I like the sound, although it sounds a little incongruous based on my experience, but I like the sound of something that's a little more earthen and a little warmer.
Yeah, and you know, this is the prairie state. We brought a prairie to the airport. If you look in the design, as you're checking in the check-in hall, the big space where you may drop your bag and get a ticket, you're looking out onto a prairie. space. And on the arrival area, you can go outside, or people waiting for you can go outside and hang out in that prairie space.
So, in Rosemont.
Well, it's actually, if you look, a kind of protected area on either side of the terminal, so it's quite nice.
So how about a stream? I mean, did you guys do that? Do you kind of just a bunch of people sitting in a room going, okay, well, let's have a tree with hammocks. No, that's crazy. Let's have a stream. Oh, that's crazy. Do you do stuff like that?
Well, we did. We were assembling a team of what we thought are Chicago's best. I mean, at the risk of sounding immodest ourselves, we have shaped the skyline of the city. We live and breathe the city. We asked Carol Ross Barney, who led the design of the Riverwalk, to be on our team. So one of the greatest public spaces in the city. So a lot of our conversations were about how to bring in these uniquely Chicago elements. How do you bring Chicagoness to the airport?
You think the Riverwalk's a good job?
Love the Riverwalk.
I do too.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one of those things where after somebody does it well like that, you go, what were we thinking? Why didn't we do this 5 decades ago? Why did it take us until 2018 to realize that we've got a great resource here and we should make it more user-friendly?
Well, it's a good point. The Riverwalk was something that has been planned for a long period of time. It really just took a long time to be realized. And you'll see in our design that it's a simple design that we see as implementable. You want a project that is going to be buildable, is going to be aligned with budget. You know, I hate to say it, but it's important.
Does the private sector pay for this?
I can't speak really to the details of it, but it will be a combination.
My understanding is it'll be largely funded by fees from airports. Maybe consumers ultimately pay for that, but it's not a tax project per se, even if it's a blend. Do we need this? Does O'Hare need to be renovated this way?
It absolutely does. Part of it is about fixing some of the existing problems there. But it is also an investment in the future. Mayor Daley really saw that years ago and brought O'Hare, saw the potential economic engine that O'Hare could be, not just relying on geography, but that it had to be an outstanding terminal. And, you know, over time, it's age, so it's time to reinvest.
Do you all imagine airports as a destination where local citizens would go, or is it always just for the commuting public?
Well, it's always going to be largely the commuting public, but increasingly amenities are put in airports. I'll give you the example, the Changi Airport in Singapore, which is regularly ranked one of the best airports in the world, if not the best, actually one of our designs, has movie theaters in it. It has a swimming pool. It has gardens, things that bring people out of the city to go shopping or spend an afternoon. It's really astonishing.
Why do they do that?
Well, I think they're free, first of all. So everyone has access to, go see a free movie or visit a conservatory.
And the movies are free at the airport?
They're free at Changi. And, you know, how could we do similar things here in Chicago that, it is well connected to public transportation. If things go well with the O'Hare Express, it'll be super quick to get to the airport.
Oh, you mean the tube that they want to build from, like, Union Station to O'Hare?
Yeah. Let's say this happens, your trip time to the airport is going to be nothing. And even if it doesn't, it's still well connected.
On that point, though, what do you say about commuting to and from the airport? Once I'm at O'Hare, Midway for that matter, I don't have a lot of problems. I mean, I don't travel as much as you do, say, but I get there enough, and it seems to be fine. You know, it serves its purpose. I don't have a free movie theater or garden to go to, but I generally get to my gate and I get on a plane and I don't think about it beyond that. But I think the biggest hassle that a lot of us think about when we think about our airport experience is just getting there and parking and things like that. How are you going to make that better?
Mm-hmm. It's not directly part of the design exercise that we're all going through at the moment, but you know, the O'Hare Express is certainly something meant to address that. I think there are improvements that are happening throughout the airport complex, the full campus there, to improve better. You know, the parking facility was just upgraded, for example.
Yeah.
The big question that everyone asks is about rideshare. You know, rideshare took everybody by storm, And the airports, the curbsides weren't really built for that. You know, you feel particularly at O'Hare that you're kind of off to one side when you're waiting for the Uber, or, you know, not to mention any by name in particular. So these kinds of technological upgrades and transformations that are impacting transit can be considered in the design of the terminal.
I would like to see, I'd love to see those tubes. But I'm not holding my breath on that. If they can make that work, more power to them. That's supposed to be a private venture too. 312-981-7200 is a phone number. You've got a question or a comment, you can call or text. We're talking about the O'Hare expansion. There are five ideas for this multi-billion dollar project, which will take, we're 2018. When would this thing be done if they pick one soon? When are we expecting this whole thing to be done, by the way?
Well, I think it's, you know, the city can speak more to it, but I was at a luncheon today where there was a mention of the actual global terminal. So this portion of the project coming online in 2023.
2023.
But please don't quote me on that, because all of these, there are many moving parts here.
4 years from now sounds ambitious to me. That sounds speedy.
Yes.
It's 219 on WGN. Scott Duncan's here. He's the architect at Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill.